marketplace, scatterings of orphanages.
Hi, I'm Lauren Carson, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Hello, Kingston. CFRC 101.9 FM's annual funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Please consider donating today and help support local and earn the chance to win some amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws running in December, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Gray Malkin's Wireworks, McKinnon Brothers Brewing, Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Skin Fusion Spa, Smokes Poutinerie, Paul Randolph Jewelers, Terra Natural Foods, Wit, and Thousand Islands Cruises. Enjoy the benefits of donating and help CFRC continue to be the longest-running campus radio station in Canada. Donate today via cfrc.ca.
Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
Harper, host of Phase Radio, airing on CFRC 101.9 FM every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m., where we'll lean into all our different phases. Happy, sad, anxious, angsty, angry, and excited. Tune in each week as we revisit past mistakes, explore dreamy adventures, and embrace current moods with a variety of indie rock tunes.
Hey, this is Bridget from Housewives, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And this is Indie Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day edition.
Yeah.
Getting you through this...
slushy kind of day.
Slushy is the right word.
Right?
Yeah, it's getting warm out there.
It is. I saw some snowmen.
Did you?
Snow people.
Snow. What was their quality? What quality were they?
One was big, one was small.
Okay.
But they were a pair.
Today,
you knew that they were meant to be together.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Today's prime snow person building, I think, because it's getting warmer. Everything's getting...
You get that...
crunchy snow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I haven't built a snow person in a long time. I love Old Farm Fine Foods, our sponsor, is right across the street from Sydenham Elementary School. And so when there's a big snow day, it's just funny watching all the kindergartners trying to roll the snowballs.
Yeah, this is perfect for it.
Yeah.
So it's the two snow people that I witnessed. It's just over there in Nixon Field, I believe.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, they're just there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, if you're listening in and you're on Queen's University campus, let's say maybe you're a student, you don't have any classes, and you're waiting for that last exam on the 23rd or whatever.
Go visit them.
Go make a snow person.
Yeah.
Make
give
an
them a scarf or something, a hat.
Yeah.
Little carrot nose.
Maybe go out to Nixon Field and make like a line of football player snow people, like whatever they call that line in football.
I don't know what they call it.
But then you can tackle them.
All right. Yeah, for sure you were athletic.
My name is Jeff the Junk. Welcome back, CFRC. Too busy doing push-ups to care.
All right.
Awesome. That last set, we had a cover from Dwayne Gretzky, Canada's preeminent party band. Their cover of Paul Simon's You Can Call Me Al.
Oh.
Not too bad. And also in there, we had Fantagram and Wheaton. Got to pronounce that right. Wheaton.
Wheaton.
Thank you.
Wheaton?
Wheaton.
Wheaton?
It's Welsh, I think. I don't know.
I don't know either. Sorry, people.
Song was called In My Head. Whatever it was really good. And I forgot to talk about what we played in the last set, because before we had Todd Rivers with One Track Lover, someone's new favorite, we had the Linda Lindas with Don't Think. Before that, we had Brian Daddario with Till the Morning, and we opened it up with Horse Girl with I Can't Stand to See You.
Can't stand it.
Well, if you're a horse girl, I can't stand to see you either.
Ooh.
Burn.
Ooh.
Jeff the Jock.
Ouch.
That's right. So it's all 2025 music. You know, we got mashups, we got remixes, but it's all stuff that came out within the calendar year because it's been, as always, a great year for music.
Yeah.
And we're here in CFRC to bring the heat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring the heat in another way, because what's this segment right now, Simone?
It's current events.
Yeah. The community events
current
roundup.
Current events round Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, we got jingles. We got jingles up the wazoo. It's the weekend's coming up. It's Wednesday, so we got to prepare for what's happening this coming weekend, because we don't want to waste it. You know,
right.
Don't want to be sitting
live
around.
Live your life.
Live your life.
Yeah.
You got any events coming up this weekend?
Okay, let's see. Well, on Thursday, we've got some life drawing going on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're an artist or wannabe artist and you just want to, you know, do something creative,
yeah.
You want to be with people, you want to hang out, have a good time, concentrate some, don't concentrate.
Either way,
it's fine. So you can do some life drawing at Art Noise, which is at 290 Princess Street, and that's weekly on Thursdays. So
nice.
That's tomorrow. $10 is your admission, and off you go.
They have a really great record collection
they
at
do.
Art Noise. Yeah, I was just
they
there the
do.
Other week.
It's a cool shop.
Yeah, very
yeah.
cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Excellent. Cool. We have a lot of holiday themed concerts going on. First and foremost, December 19th, which is Friday night, the Broom Factory is having a, I don't know if it's punk, but it's a rock and roll showcase. Slaves of Spanky are going to be playing with Rocket Surgery and Height Keech.
Ooh.
It's presented by KPP Concerts, and it's raising money for the Food Sharing Project. Tickets are a mere 25 smackaroos, which is not that much to see three great bands. Broom Factory, Friday night. Be there
right
or
on.
Else.
Right on.
Yeah. You, anything going on?
Let's see. Well, on December 20th at 3 p.m., Jan Arden.
Oh, no kidding.
Famous, super famous, iconic Canadian singer is coming down.
She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Where's she playing?
Funny. She's playing at the Kingston Grand Theater at 3 p.m.
Of course.
At 3 p.m.
No venue.
December 20th.
3 p.m. December 20th?
Yes, you can go see her then. Yeah, great singer. I've got money in my pocket or something like that.
Yeah.
I've got a good mother, something like that.
You should open for her.
Oh, yeah, nobody needs to see that. Are you hearing that?
Simone opens for her and just sings all of her songs. Before she gets, and then she comes on stage like, what am I going to do? I think we got a plan.
Go see her.
Go see
if
her.
You want. Yeah.
I have a good concert that you can go to perform if you like.
Yeah, which one?
I know you're big into grunge music.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
The Grunge Stole Christmas with Generator Party is going to be out at the Cove Inn in Westport, Ontario.
Oh.
If you've been to the Cove, that's a fun place.
Is it?
Yeah, if you live out there and you don't want to come all the way into town, go to the Cove.
So would that be like a genre of music where I'd smash my guitar or something?
You'd like headbang and your ripped jeans.
My jeans are ripped or are they stained?
No, they're both. Of course they're both. They're ripped and they're stained with rage and disenfranchisement.
And
yeah,
yeah,
and angst, yeah.
Okay, okay.
You get your long hair, you bang it around, you got your plaid. Don't forget your plaid.
Oh, okay. I have plaid?
Now, of course.
Do I have sleeves or no sleeves?
What are your muscles like?
Oh.
Can't have a muscle shirt without muscles.
Oh, I got the gun, so I guess no sleeves.
Yeah, but they have to be ripped off.
Okay.
Preferably, you have them rip them off on stage.
Okay.
So Simone's going to be performing at the Grunge Stole Christmas with Generator Party. Amazing rock and roll experience with Toronto's best 90s grunge cover band. That's at the Cove Inn, December 19th. $30. Not bad.
Not bad.
Get yourself a nice dinner and rock out.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like,
we haven't done a grunge show on here, probably because it's too depressing.
Yeah.
We've got something a little more upbeat in town at the RCHA Club, which is in downtown Kingston. $20 gets you into the Yet Another Celtic Christmas, a Celtic kitchen party.
Mm-hmm.
And again, December 19th, Friday night. I don't know if all the best Celtic parties happen in the kitchen, so there's nothing like a holiday kitchen party.
Right on.
Yeah. We've also got... hold on. We've got Scott Owen playing for free at the Creekside Bar and Grill. I believe that's up in Battersea, if I'm not mistaken. We have the Good Lovelies. They're doing their annual Christmas concert at the Isabel Bader Center, December 19th as well. Tickets range from $25 to $50, but they are a great... I think we've played them before. We certainly played them on the Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
Three very talented women, great harmonies, great,
nice.
Retro kind of feel,
right on.
Like 1940s kind of stuff. I like it a lot. We've also got Daniel Adam and Gary Barrett at the Lakeside Bar and Grill. They're doing a blues, jazz, rock, and country from the 1920s to present. They're covering a wide swath of stuff. That's a free show. And I think I've got one more here. Oh, yes. The Cantabile Singers.
Mm.
Cantabile.
Cantabile.
The Cantabile Choirs presents Holiday Magic at the Spire. That starts on December 19th, and I think there are more shows running through the weekend. Mm-hmm. It's their annual Christmas concert.
Right on.
Always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was a precocious little choir boy back in the day.
So why don't you sing for me? Sing for me.
I do, but you just don't, you don't register it.
I don't?
I was singing along to Todd Rivers, and you didn't hear me.
I didn't hear you?
Oh, no, maybe I wasn't.
Maybe,
I don't know.
Maybe you weren't.
I don't sing because I've outgrown that. I let the younger generation do it now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a castrato anymore. Okay. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. You and who else?
Ariana Grande. You're going to want to get down there, though. It's a holiday tradition. I've gone a few years in a row with my dear mother because it's a lot of fun. And get, you know, just bashed over the head with holiday magic.
Right on.
It's good.
Good.
Awesome. Any other events for you?
No.
You got them? That's it?
That's it.
Nice. Excellent. Well, we've got another event, and that is the second hour of Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday. You want it, we got it. The best music that came out this past year. We're going to keep things moving and a grooving. We got, what is that one?
We've got, let's see, What You Get at Home by The High Stride.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Awesome.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. And this is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Thank you. Everybody on? Good.
Great. Grand. Wonderful. No yelling on the bus.
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired all the time. And all my worst fears coming to mind. Waking up over my head. I'm in deep. I made my own bed. Everything feels like a giant regret. When you're up to your ears and heartache in bed. I took a shower, stared at the drain. Wiped the mirror and there was my face. The freedom lies on the other side. In vain, and I got my heart broke. I talked a good game, but I must have misspoke. Silver Lake took its toll. My shiny things, they all got old. But freedom lies on the other side.
This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Simone.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
Just fine and dandy, like Christmas candy here on CFRC.
You got any Christmas candy yet?
No.
Any candy canes?
I don't know about candy canes. I don't know if mint should be considered like a treat. That seems like Dickensian era poverty, you know? Oh, mint. What a mitzvah. This is great. I feel like we're like humbugs.
You think it should be more decadent then? Is chocolate more appropriate then?
Chocolate we're on.
Chocolate for sure.
Just keep an eye on that Dubai chocolate though, because there is a massive pistachio recall right now.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, so keep an eye on that.
I was just going to buy someone some pistachio.
You can't buy it if you can't say it.
Like something's wrong with it?
I think it's an E. coli outbreak from Iranian pistachios or something like that. So just be careful when you're getting your baklava.
Oh, my goodness.
Or just be prepared.
Have you tried that Dubai chocolate?
No, I mean, it's just pistachio and chocolate, right? Like, there's nothing to write home about, right? No,
have you tried it, though?
No, I haven't tried it.
So you've already written it off?
It's gone. It's dead to me. Dubai is just a fantasy land. I don't know what's going
on. Oh, no.
I don't know what's going on with that whole city.
That whole city,
it's crazy. It's weird.
I don't know. It seems to be a lot going on over there.
Isn't it true that
every time I see, like, you know, people going over there, they're in the dune buggies driving around, and then they've got the hawk. They have a hawk that comes, flies around and comes back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like a falconer?
Something like that they've got going on. They've got the camels. They've got the luxury
everything.
Hotel.
I just think it's almost like the AI bubble. It's going to burst. It's all flash. Like the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest freestanding building, doesn't it have no plumbing? Like all of their excrement gets taken away by trucks on a daily basis.
Really?
Stuff like that, where it's like, it's all shimmer and shine, but there's no.
Right, but there's an underbelly that's.
Maybe not the best.
Not the best.
Dubai chocolate, everyone.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe I'll take a break on the.
Maybe. What's your favorite Christmas candy, though? Do you have a favorite?
Ferrero Rocher.
Ooh, yeah. Those are the best.
But then I've heard that Ferrero Rocher had, like, some kind of.
What?
Problem with. You know, worms or something
what?
Like that.
We're just here to ruin your holidays.
I know.
Things.
Allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
You know, you eat your Dubai chocolate. I'm going to eat my Ferrero Rocher.
Rochers,
I always like the commercials where they make them into a giant Christmas tree, like cone kind of thing.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of fun.
I've never tried that. But
you get the multi-pack that has the like white ones that are covered in coconut.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
They look good. They look good.
They're
for
delicious. I don't know. I go to Old Farm Fine Foods and I get cookies. That's what I do.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
That should be your first choice.
That should be your first choice.
And your only choice.
That's right. You're staring at me without blinking. Now, there's a lot of good local places downtown as well. Like, I'm going to be out hopping around on Saturday, starting and finishing my Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
I'm going to start a new Christmas tradition. A DJ I listen to a lot, he was saying that him and his wife, when they do Christmas shopping, they like to start things off with a cocktail or two.
Ooh.
And it just, and it makes the experience more pleasant. You're a little more patient.
Ah.
It's just more fun, more of an event.
So when you, how do you make your cocktails?
Well, like,
what do you put in it?
Just rum and ice. No, I'm not a big cocktail maker yet. I bought a kit, but I haven't delved into it yet. So I like to go to like Musiki or
a kit. Like, okay, so first of all, let's back up. What's a cocktail? Like, isn't that like juice?
What?
And some alcohol?
Yeah, essentially. It's like combinations of alcohol and different other things.
Okay.
And, you know, like a New Yorker or whatever.
Okay.
No, a Manhattan. I don't know. I don't know these things.
Long Island iced tea or something
exactly.
Like that.
So there's a lot of cool cocktail places downtown Kingston.
Okay.
Get a hot toddy or something.
I got you now.
I worked at a speakeasy actually in Toronto.
You did?
It was legit. Yeah. It was
did you wear like a purple suit?
I wore a chef coat and a little hat.
Did you?
Whole thing. I was the dishwasher. Yeah.
Oh.
So what it was it was called the Toronto Temperance Club. You paid a yearly membership. It was like $250 a year and you got a key card, and though you would walk to a door, it would be a black metal door with no windows. Kind of imagine, it was in Little Italy. So imagine a street like Princess Street, and you walk up to this blank door, no signage, no nothing.
Yeah.
And your key fob would crack the door open. You don't know where the key fob was. If you were near it, it would just open.
Oh, okay.
And there would be a giant dude behind there in a suit with a clipboard.
Yeah.
You'd check your ID to make sure you're actually a member. you go up and you get your $10 cocktail, and they were really good.
Yeah.
So it's worth the money if you want to get like a nice kind of like libation if you're downtown.
Libation.
Yeah, if you want to find those cool
good libations. Yeah.
So like, I don't drink hard liquor a lot anymore, just because it's basically poison.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to, I want them to go all out. I want it to be special.
Want to be nice.
Want to get a professional to do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So you know that's my weekend plan anyways.
Okay.
Be stumbling through Agent 99, making a fool of myself. It'd be good. Cindy's gonna kick me out. On to the show, I guess. We just heard a brand new track from Art Deco. That was Tree of Life. Also had the Trues in there with the Breakdown. What else did we have in there? Simone the Moan.
Let's see. We've got, Jealous Boy by The Bug Club.
We like The Bug Club here.
Yeah. They're good.
It's a husband and wife team out of Wales, I think. Yeah.
Right on.
Also in that last set,
Not Today by The Lemon Twigs.
Yeah. And then we open up the last set
with What You Get at Home by The High Stride.
Yeah. It's all 2025 music today. We're wrapping things up for the year.
Mm-hmm.
We need you listeners to know that it was a great year for rock and pop.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
We're also here for nerd stuff, though. I know.
We are.
Here comes the dreaded nerd segment.
Here it comes.
This time of morning, we like to talk about pop culture, movie news, video game stuff, all the stuff that I'm going to be doing on my week off work instead of going outside and socializing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be sitting at home. I'm going to be playing video games. The Game Awards were on last Thursday. If you didn't check it out, it's a massive 4-hour award show out of Los Angeles. The whole thing's on YouTube if you want to check it out. It's a lot of recognition of a year's worth of amazing art that came out in the video game industry, and then a lot of cool trailers and reveals for things that are coming, which I always get a good kick out of. So before the show, I forced you to watch a trailer for the sheepdog game.
Yeah, which is interesting. It was really satisfying and beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful looking, very vast.
You just play as like a sheepdog. It looked like you're in the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, just running in that tall grass. Beautiful with the sheep.
Relaxing.
And then you've got all the different angles, like a drone.
Like aerial shots?
Yeah, that's right, aerial shots.
Yeah. So just, I like that there's a variety of games. Yeah. It's not all Grand Theft Auto.
They're not all hyper-realistic. Some of them are like cartoon looking. And then you've got the stop motion. Stop motion.
There's a stop motion game coming out. Where you play as two precocious kids that don't have mouths.
Yeah.
And it looks
maybe they're trying to find their voice. And maybe you help.
What's it? It's called like Words, like Beyond Words or something
like that. Yeah, something like that, yeah.
And it's a two-player co-op game. So you have to like solve these puzzles together as one.
Yeah.
I like good creative stuff like that.
Yeah. And so you were saying that there's more people watching.
There were more people watching the Video Game Awards than the Super Bowl by a lot.
Right.
Like, there was like 150 million people watching.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely an international thing. There are people watching from Europe and Japan because there's games coming in from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But if people think it's just a little niche thing, that's a little
not,
old nerd.
No.
It's big. So get on YouTube, and if you've got an afternoon to kill, you want to throw something on in the background that's kind of different and fun.
I'll learn something new.
And find a gift guide. If you've got a nerd in the family and you don't know what to get them Claire Obscure Expedition 33. Oh, sorry. I pronounced that wrong.
Expedition 33.
Because that was the game that won 9 awards, 9 of their 11 nominees.
Swept it.
Yeah. From a little French studio out of Montpellier, France. That was their first game ever that they ever made.
Yeah. And how long do you think that game took to make?
I think a couple years, they said.
Years.
A couple good years.
Minimum, I guess?
Probably for these bigger ones.
Yeah.
I would think, yeah. But then you get all the little indie ones that, like, you know, like Silk Song, Hollow Knight 2 Silk Song was like a 2D platformer, kind of like Mario, where you play as a little bug going through tunnels with a little bug knife, it's a needle as your sword, and you're like killing little bugs.
Yeah.
Took a team of 3 guys like 7 years to make that. Because they had so much fun making it. They said they just kept building
it. Yeah, they just kept going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So check out the Video Game Awards on YouTube if you want to check out some nerd stuff.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited about that. One of the other big reveals of the Video Game Awards was the first ever teaser trailer for Street Fighter, the movie that comes out this summer.
Yes, it is coming up. So, like, those of you who remember from your childhood.
Yeah. That was Van Damme and Raul Julia.
Was that used on the Sega?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue was in the old movie. Oh. Yeah, yeah. So we're getting a repeat of the early 90s where this summer we're going to get a Street Fighter movie and a Mortal Kombat movie. And little Jeff inside me is just like jumping for joy.
Mini Jeff.
Mini Jeff. It's like, oh, I'll get my pop, get my chips, get my buddies, have a sleepover. We'll be in bed by 9.
Yeah.
It'll be great. So I'm excited. The Street Fighter teaser trailer premiered at the Video Game Awards and it looks bonkers. Like, I knew it was going to be fun.
But it just looks insane.
Colorful.
Colorful, bright.
Yeah, you were saying it looks like...
looks like a comic book.
Yeah, absolutely. It's got, the cast is wild.
Yeah, they've got a lot of like highlights that are colorful and then a lot of dark, like, I don't know what to call that, low lights.
Yeah, whatever. A lot of contrast.
Contrast, that's right.
And so it's got 50 Cent, Jason Momoa, Orville Peck, who we played on the show, country superstar from Canada, is in it.
And a lot of heavy hitters.
David Dashmalin plays Bison. I'm really excited because it just looks like they're taking a really fun route with it. Mm-hmm. So that comes out in the summer.
Okay.
I'm very stoked.
We gotta go see that one.
Absolutely, yeah. We should also go see Zootopia too.
We should
add. Disney's had an interesting week. On to some movie news. If you haven't realized, Zootopia 2 came out and is well over $1 billion. It's Disney's highest grossing movie of the year by far. One of their highest grossing movies ever. Most of that movie's coming from China.
Yes.
They love it over there.
Where they take their pets to the screenings.
What was the video that I showed you?
Yeah, you sent me a video where they're there in the theater watching, but they've all got their cute little fluffy cute little dogs with them.
Yeah,
and the little they're holding them up or have them in the little like
the bugaboos.
The bugaboos.
Yeah, I think that's what they're called.
You know, just having a good time. Like, but it's the whole theater though. It's a packed theater.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody has a little real dog with them.
And they're cheering, there's popcorn, there's glow sticks. Yeah. So whatever is going on with Zootopia 2, it's making a ton of cash.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be hearing about that a lot.
This is just the first couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, it's only been out since Thanksgiving. Maybe not even that long.
Yeah.
Massive
wow.
movie.
Wow, yeah, it's doing well.
Doing very well. They got to make up for it because Disney released another high-profile movie this week called Ella McCrae. It's a rom-com from arguably the king of rom-coms, James L. Brooks, co-producer on The Simpsons, did movies like As Good As It Gets and When Harry Met Sally. A lot of really, like, big hits.
Yeah.
This one came out and made less than $2 million, like, way less than what they spent on it.
Was it out in theaters, though?
Yeah, it opened wide, too.
Like, but then people don't go to theaters that anymore.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So what maybe would have done better on streaming then?
I think you just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, we don't do that for big ones.
That's why Stranger Things is coming to theaters. Because it's such a big cinematic thing,
right.
You know. If you want to see the finale, you got to go to the big screen.
It's interesting how that's working now. Like if you are big enough on streaming, then you can go to the theater.
I remember seeing some Game of Thrones episodes at the theater because of that. Yeah.
Okay. So if it's a cultural phenomenon, then you can go to the theater.
Who knows? Maybe Ella McCrae's got legs. Maybe it'll pick up.
I don't know. What is it? Do you know what it's about?
Oh, it's like a political rom-com. I don't really know.
Who knows?
It's got that classic cover where it's like white with the red lettering and the pictures of smiling cast members, you know, like every rom-com cover. Yeah.
Okay.
So
They're trying.
You're nice.
You know?
Speaking of cultural phenomenons, apparently there's an Avatar movie coming out this week.
Apparently.
I had no idea.
It's more blue.
It's very blue, but you're also saying?
It's some red.
And some red.
There's some red in there.
It's got some variety this time around.
Yeah, you get some red colors happening in there.
Yeah.
Again, what do you call them? The Na'vi?
The Na'vi are
fighting the humans again.
Or something.
The humans are back. The same guy, I think with the buzz cut or whatever, is
back. Thank goodness, because
he's back again.
Sam Worthington hasn't worked at all.
He's back again. They're in their little like robotic
robo suits
again.
Oh no, the environment.
The environment again. So I guess there's fire. I guess
fire and ash.
Fire and ash. That's where the red and the orange is coming from.
Burn down the trees, Simone.
Gotta be careful. Anyway, it's all happening all over again. So if you want to watch it again. Then you know, that's fine.
I mean, I guess.
And the blue.
Lots of blue. I mean, I know it was a big deal back in 2009 when the first one came out because the technology was so new and the 3D was such a thing.
Yeah, but we're spoiled now.
We're spoiled now. Like, AI Sora has got us covered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now Disney just signed that deal with OpenAI that now they can start making Disney characters into AI. Like, yeah, there's already been some pretty raunchy ones coming out.
Really?
All your deepest, darkest fantasies, Simone.
Wait.
Yeah.
Back up. So, Disney. Disney has a deal with OpenAI?
They think they signed to let their characters and their IP be used by OpenAI for video purposes. So if you wanted to make a video with you and Winnie the Pooh doing the jig, you can do it. They have $1.1 billion deal, something like that.
Wow.
So all hope is lost. Smoke them if you got them,
goodness.
People.
Okay.
I can't trust anything out there anymore.
Oh, my goodness. What's going
to
happen?
It'll be a return to theater is what it'll happen. It'll be returned to the stage.
Yeah, it will be like, perform for me, Jeff.
Dance, monkey.
Dance.
Yes. Speaking of dancing monkeys, celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
Our social betters.
Yeah, so whose special day is it today?
Controversial filmmaker Rian Johnson turns 52 years old today. He's made some of my favorite and least favorite movies ever. I won't get into it, but I like him. He directed the new Knives Out movie that's out right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich, Queen of the Nerds, turns 50 years. She was presenting an award at the Video Game Awards this past week. She's pretty good.
Yeah. You would know where to see her.
Oh, God, yeah. Fifth Element, Resident Evil. She's married to Paul W.S. Anderson, I think, who directed the Mortal Kombat movie. But I didn't need to tell you that, Simone. You knew that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Sarah Paulson turns 51.
Yeah, who's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing.
On All's Fair.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know.
That show, I tell you. I'm now 20 minutes into the first episode. I can't do it.
It's a lot.
Break my TV with rage. Bill Pullman turns 72. He's best known as the president from Independence Day.
Right.
And his son.
Would you say he's a character actor or he's still normally in a suit?
He's done both. Like, he's been a leading man back in the day, like in Spaceballs when he was like a handsome. He's in the new Spaceballs movies, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But I think because of his age and his gravelly voice, he's kind of gravitated more towards character stuff. I see him pop up in things all the time and I always like seeing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's working.
And his son is working too. His son does a lot of stuff. And, Ernie Hudson, hunk amongst hunks.
Yeah.
Turns 80.
I can't believe he's 80.
I don't look that good now.
You think he's on some hormones?
No, I think he just works out and looks good. I think he's just been working out straight since the 70s.
Yeah.
And he's just a good-looking man.
80. Wow.
That's a good-looking 80-year-old.
Wow. He looks like he's flexing that.
He sure is.
Yeah, for that picture there.
I love Ernie Hudson.
He's earning it.
He's earning it! We better earn our keep and get back to the tunes. It's about 20 minutes to 10, so we're going to play one last set, then we'll come on and say so long.
Yep.
I'm going to, you know what? In honor of Ernie Hudson, I'm going to do the second half of that push-up.
Okay, baby. Let's go.
Can't do it. All right, back to the tunes.
Right.
I'm gonna go to the bathroom and throw up. This is our favorite from Connor Price.
You guys see what I have to live through.
Good Lord. This is Connor Price and Nick D with Dabble.
Here on CFRC.
I'm tired, Simone. I can't do that anymore.
Really do it, I dabble. Hey, too chill, way too casual. Whoa, going up screen, no paddle. Nah, price going up, don't haggle. I'm a natural. I just
no I in team, but there's two in winning. Kick a little freestyle, but I ain't swimming. Eyes on me while I dive right in it. Everything I do a big plus, like switch.
Okay, I'm gone a couple minutes. I'm back and I pick it up again. Set the bar, they wanted to touch it. They need an oven mitts. Got to dub and doubled it, baby. I'm working double shifts. Going to the dumb on these drums. I'm a percussionist.
Dibble, dibble, dab, triple bags. Why I did the math. Dribble, dribble, pass. I don't miss. Everything is cash. Missile, missile, crash on the track. It's a different blast. Giggle, giggle, laugh. Ah, y'all are freaking whack.
Wait, I'm gonna shoot my shot. Hey, I feel like I'm drunk. Wait, let me do this now. Wait.
I don't really do it, I dabble. Just dabble, ayy. Too chill, way too casual. Whoa. Going up screen, no paddle. Nah, price going up, don't haggle. I'm a natural. Ay,
okay, was dabbling with it until I actually did it. Guess I'm too passionate with it, I started passing them with it. Oh, like my birthday's on Christmas, I'm massively gifted. I guess the flow in Orlando, the magic was in it.
This feeling timeless, classic, flow serving the masses. Mastered it the fairway, rock a green jacket. Hit the finish line, ran past it, lapped it. Yes, I really am who I say, no catfish.
Bigger name,
bigger price,
gon' need a bigger bag.
Little taste,
little bite,
they never send it back.
Entertain,
every night,
that's why they get attached.
Living proof,
flip the loop,
told them I won't give it back.
Wait, I'ma shoot my shot. Hey, I feel like I'm drunk. Wait, let me do this now. Wait,
I don't really do it, I dabble. Hey, too chill, way too casual. Whoa.
Hi, I'm Guy Madden. You're listening to CFRC 101.9, and I am down with you.
It's like the plague or the avian flu. Coming for me, oh, it's coming for you. It turns your will to live into goo. It wears you down, down. That's how it gets you. It rots your brain, you stop brushing your teeth. Soon you feel like it's pointless to speak. Count the days till the end of the week. You're going 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
And they think I'm slow, eh?
Only need me when it's sundown. But I've been living uptown lately. Hit me with the round around. But I don't wanna run for you. Back and forth and it's up down. But you never really pull me safely. Hit me with the round around. But I don't wanna run for you. You only need me when it's sundown. Tired, I've been running till my feet hurt. She a liar and I wish I didn't meet her. I'm wired, got me sweating like a fever. Eater, she's a nightmare weaver. Only wanna hit me when it's late night. Coke with the K or she take flight. Only go to bed when it's daytime. You only need me when it's sundown. Too much, she don't want love. Liquor in her cup, rolling off a love drive. Said she wanna head to Cali for the seasons. Got me here just looking for a reason.
It's up too much. Don't know what she wants, but let's call it what it is.
You only need me when it's sundown.
What's this? I said take only what you need to survive.
It's my industrial strength hair dryer, and I can't live without it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
That caught me off guard.
Yeah, it took the words right out of your mouth.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And that was the, was it the Peppermint Kicks?
Ooh.
It was Radio Wham Bam Boom.
Wham Bam Boom.
They're doing a song about radio. They're stealing our lines. Wow. We're going to get to the bottom of this.
We have to.
We got to deliver some Peppermint Kicks.
Right.
On the Peppermint Kicks.
Yeah, with that candy cane.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's the only thing they're good for.
It's coming up now, next week.
Yeah.
It's candy cane time.
The big day.
Yeah.
The big man's coming to town.
Coming to town.
I'm going to be watching the NORAD tracker, that's for sure. I love watching that. The NORAD track of Santa Claus.
Oh, is there a tracking? They track him every year.
Well, you know what? Next week, I'm going to be on live with my nieces doing the Christmas Eve special.
Yeah.
I'll talk about the NORAD Santa tracker then, because that's a thing.
Oh.
I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't know. Well, you know, there's things I don't know.
Apparently. one thing we do know, though, is that Seth W.J. Hunt of Kingston, Ontario, is climbing the rock and roll stardom ladder.
Yeah, big star.
Had a song from him in that last set called Come Down. He's going up, though. Also in there, we had Adam Rodway with Run Around, and we had Colorado with What Killed Elvis Presley? I know what killed him. Deep fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Something to do with that peanut butter.
And then we opened it up with Connor Price and Nick D with Dabble. Song of the summer right there.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to the close of our 2025 wrap-up special.
Mm-hmm.
So hope you guys had a good year.
Yeah.
I did a push-up on the air. You hear that?
Did you? Oh, yeah, a little bit. You did a little. I don't know, something you did.
I did a workout. I did an exercise.
Yes, with the ergonomic chair and everything.
It's like body break in here.
Body break.
Exactly. So we're going to sign off. It's closing in on 10 o'clock, and I think we got the Mood with May coming up next. And so we better open the doors and air the smell out of here. Air the funk. Drinking eggnog.
That's true.
So we're going to end things off. What do you want to hear next? Do you want to hear Serving from Eurovision, that pop song that's very raunchy? Or do you want to hear a Spinal Tap song that came out this year? We only got time for one.
Only for one? I got a secret you should know. Is that the serving one?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go for that.
All right.
since you love it so much.
You wanted me to sing. I just did it. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
Keep it locked and ready to rock all day long. And have a good Festivus next week.
All right.
Bye.
All right, see you later.
I've got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
I got a secret you should know. Come a little closer, I'll whisper slow. I got a secret you should know. People say don't be so loud. Watch the words coming out your mouth. Hands crossed, don't dare stand out. Follow the crowd, follow the crowd. Pull up, make them all bow down. Shut up, I'ma be real loud. Get up, I don't back down. Follow me now, follow me now. We lovers, no enemies. Feel around me, clean energy. In my power, hire me. Here's the secret remedy. Why should we let other people decide when we could be having the time of our lives? Lay down your walls, come and dance to my vibe. I do it all the time, yeah, I do it all the time. Serving power.